so tickled to be joined today by Jess Dockery of Sug Street Post in Hopkins County. Jess, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. We have scored a connection. That's great. Listen, I called you about the Cinematic Film Festival, and it's part of a bigger picture that you all are putting on, the maddest festival on earth, starting June 15th. So where would you like to start?
Well, it's an all-day festival. It's taking place that Saturday that you mentioned, the 15th, and we have 24 bands that are going to be playing on two different stages. One is outside and one is indoors. We also have the Cinematic Film Festival, which will be running all day long. The band will start at 10, as well as the film festival, and the festival ends about 11:30 when the last bands finish up. So we have a lot going on as well with food vendors, local artists that will have vendor booths set up, craft makers. So there's going to be a lot going on. There's the whole area for kids. With bouncy houses, and we even have a mechanical bowl, so we've got a lot going on that day.
So it's from 10 to 11 at night?
Yes, it is.
And it all benefits the American Red Cross?
Mm-hmm. All the money that we make is going to the Midwest Kentucky chapter of the American Red Cross, and they do a lot to help our area out, so we wanted to do something to help them and show them that, you know, we care about what they're doing to help us out locally.
So give us a little thought of who the bands are.
Well, we've got Pat Ballard, The Other Mother's Brothers, Steppin' Stone, Frozen Frames, Solstice, Casey Caskey, The Hollywood Gutter Rats, Rachel Young, Philosopher's Stone, J.T. Oglesby, Ray Ligon, The Late Circuit, The Deft, Country Strong, Pillar of Fire, Go Lightly Productions, formerly Ghost, The Fairweather Kings, Captain, Gypsy Lifter, Technology versus Horse, and Falter. So we've got a really big lineup, a lot of great local artists, and we're excited to have everybody come out and show them some support.
John McMillan was shaking his head here, so he's impressed by the lineup. I also see the Hopkins County Humane Society Adoption Barn.
Yeah, we invited them to come out. They're going to set up an adoption center in one of the barns that's on the property there at the Ballard Convention Center, which is also the Hopkins County Fairgrounds. And they're going to be adopting animals out, and, you know, the kids can check those out. And we think that'll be a lot of fun, too.
How did this get pulled together, Jess?
Well, over a year ago, a former Madisonville resident, his name is Matt Tenacost, He was going through old music and stuff that he used to make with his friends back when he lived in Madisonville in Hopkins County. And he started thinking about all the talented people that live here and that he knew, and he just wanted to recognize that, and posted a message on Facebook to some people and said, hey, we should have a festival, a really big music and arts festival to celebrate all the talent that we have in our community. And people just jumped on board, and we amassed a large group of people online that were all interested and had ideas, and it all came together slowly but surely, and over the last year we've been working on it, and now we're here. It's happening this weekend, so we're excited to see how it goes, and we hope everybody comes out and has a really great time.
We're speaking with Jess Dockery about the Mad Flavor Arts and Music Festival that's Saturday. Let's shift back to the Cinematic Film Festival and talk a little bit about the films that will be presented. A lot of them are from the region, including P.J. Woodside's Spirit Stalkers, Big Biting Pig Productions.
Yeah, they're going to be there. We have 12 films that we're going to be showing. Some are short films and some are feature lengths. But most of them were made around the area in western Kentucky. And then we even had a few that were international. We've got a submission from Canada, one from Italy, and one from Norway.
How did you get the films?
Well, we just put out a call for it, and of course the Sug Street Post published an article about it, and we had a really great response. I didn't know, you know, how many people would enter a submission, but I was pleasantly surprised because I've gotten to see a lot of the films to, you know, preview them before they were accepted, and I'm excited to share those with the folks that come out to the festival. There's a wide variety of genres. We have one from one of my friends who lives out in L.A. from New Plan Productions. So we just have, and she's from the area originally. So
goodbye,
it'll
Wendell.
Be really cool to hear that. Mm-hmm, goodbye, Wendell.
Do you have a favorite of the films?
Oh gosh, I like a couple different ones. Well, of course, I've got my favorites, but they all have something that's really interesting or specific to that film. There's a lot of different things that I like about them. Of course, I'm a little partial to Spirit Stalkers because I was in it and I just love Steven C. Jade. But I was really surprised to see how good that so many of the films were, really.
Can you give us directions to the Ballard Convention Center?
Well, it's, like I said, it's the Hopkins County Fairgrounds. It's at 605 East Arch Street in Madisonville. And you probably won't be able to miss it because there's going to be a ton of people and a ton of activity going on there right off of Arch Street. So,
say again, it starts at 10. Is there admission?
There is. You can purchase tickets online at madflavorfest.com. All the information about the festival is at madflavorfest.com. If you purchase them online, you get a discount. You can get individual tickets for $10 a person, or you can get them at the door for $15, and children 11 and under are free, so we want it to be affordable for the whole family. You can also buy a family pass, which allows admittance for 4 people, and, of course, that would be over the age of 11, and those tickets online are $30 if you purchase them early, so...
So we've got bands, we've got films. Did we mention arts and crafts vendors and food vendors?
Yes, we've got food vendors. We've got the Crowded House, Green Dragon Tavern, Pizza Hut, the Fabio's Casapella, Ponderosa, and Patterson's True Blue Barbecue. We also have a couple vendors that will be selling snow cones and cotton candy and that sort of thing as well. But and I also would like to give a shout-out to S&S Rentals because they've donated a like a tent for to us to cover the outdoor stage area, just in case it rains or if the sun's real hot. But
I think you ought to mention the mechanical bull as well.
Yes, I do. And I highly encourage everyone to try it out. It's always fun to look silly in front of a large group of people.
Well, Jess Dockery, it sounds like a great Saturday ahead, and we thank you for being on Sounds Good today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jess Dockery is with Sugg Street Post, the driving force behind the first Mad Flavor Arts and Music Festival Saturday at the Ballard Convention Center in Hopkins County. Thank you.
Thank you.